As I mentioned before, there's three core principles that really separate the amateur from the master in the game of basketball and in any field. And understanding these principles is going to allow you to live that philosophy of the long game a lot more deeply. And it's going to impact all of the decisions that you make in your career. So I'm going to say each of these principles in a very specific way. The first one is that the amateur seeks perfection, the master seeks consistency. Okay, the amateur seeks perfection, the master seeks consistency. And these are actually worth writing down if you can. So I'll illustrate this with a quick story. Back in my sixth grade off season, I think I was coming out of sixth grade, going into seventh grade. So the summer in between those 2 years, I was so obsessed with finding the perfect training program and designing the perfect training program that it actually ended up pulling me away from the training itself. And there was this one day, I still remember, I went out to the court near my house and I was warming up doing this perfect workout that I'd spent like an hour the day before designing. And as I'm warming up, I get this thought in my head, like, oh wait, what if I did it in this other way? What if I re-engineered my training program in this new way? Wouldn't that work better? So I get this thought in my head, and the next thing you know, I'm all the way back in my house, upstairs in my bedroom at my desk, and I've got this big sheet of paper out in front of me, and I'm redesigning my whole training program rather than actually training. And so an hour later, when I'm finished like redesigning everything, I look at it and I'm admiring it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is gonna work great. I'm gonna start this tomorrow. So of course, I've missed my workout for that day. Tomorrow comes around and the next thing you know, I have a brand new idea tomorrow and I'm back at the desk redesigning the training program saying I'm gonna start this one tomorrow. And I did some training that summer, but not nearly as consistently as I needed to actually achieve the result that I was after. And so that was amateur level thinking. I was seeking perfection rather than consistency. And at every point in my life where I've really achieved a large degree of growth in any field that I've been focused on, this is really key here. My standard for success was not how perfectly I did what I was planning on doing, it was just showing up, all right? And my most successful season, off season of basketball training of my life, my whole standard for success was just showing up when I planned to show up. And usually that was two workouts a day throughout the summer, five, maybe 6 days a week. And those workouts would fluctuate. Some of them were done better than others. Some days didn't go well at all. But I showed up and I did the work as best as I could that day. It wasn't a perfect training program by any means. And ultimately, there's no such thing as a perfect training program. The perfect training program is the one that you do consistently over a long period of time. That is master level thinking. That is playing the long game. And that is really how you get the results that you're looking for. It's not just chasing the perfect training program over and over, program hopping. I'm actually quite thankful that the online basketball training world didn't exist back when I was playing, because I would just be jumping from program to program to program instead of actually doing the training. And I'll put it to you this way. One of the core principles in investing, the investors, we talked about Warren Buffett in the previous chapter, the investors who have a lot of success, like multi-billion dollar success over a long period of time, are generally the ones who find investments that are consistent and reliable and provide consistent, reliable returns over a long period of time. They are not the ones who pour all of their money into this really volatile investment and buy it low and sell it high and make a whole bunch of money all at once. Those are the people who generally go broke, all right? There's a couple who get lucky, but for the most part, that is a bad investment strategy. And the Warren Buffetts of the world are those who found not the perfect investment, but the consistent, reliable investments that they can hold for long periods of time. So approaching your training, your basketball career, and really all of the decisions that you make in your life with the long game in mind, where you're not seeking perfection in an amateur at an amateur level, you're seeking consistency. That is what's going to really provide the best return. And of course, that goes if you're playing the long game. So the last thing I'll say on this point is that we'll go back to the investing analogy. The first rule of high-level investing is a really simple one. And it's not the one that people think, okay? The first rule of investing is don't lose money. Don't lose money. It's not make the perfect investment that gives you 1,000% return in a year. No. It's just don't lose money. And so if you are bouncing from program to program to program, trying to get the perfect training schedule together for yourself, but you're not actually doing the training, you are losing workouts. You are losing, training currency. You are losing money. Okay, you're not getting any return at all because you're too busy seeking the perfect program to do the program that's right in front of you consistently. Okay, so this is a very different approach. If you are playing the long game, seek consistency rather than perfection. Okay. Number two, second core principle here. The amateur seeks accomplishment, the master seeks growth. And this is another way of saying what we have called the law of transformation in the deep game. This is the fourth law of the deep game. And that law states that the player who seeks growth advances faster than the player who seeks accomplishment. We've said this in so many different ways. This is just another way of saying the same core principle here. And what you find is that just like the players that I mentioned who reach out to me at this time of year, at the start of the year, and they've had one bad game, and they're totally in a panic, and they want to change their whole approach right now and try to fix what's not actually broken. In the same way, the amateur is freaking out over a lack of accomplishment. Whenever a little bit of difficulty arises, he thinks everything's broken and I got to fix everything. The master, on the other hand, is completely calm and unfazed because they know that all of those little mistakes that are made, all those micro failures, bad games, so on and so forth, there's just as much potential for growth in those experiences as there are in the accomplishments themselves. And paradoxically, one of the paradoxes of mastery is that if you are focused on growth, accomplishment will come as a byproduct, a natural, effortless byproduct, more so than if you were actually obsessing over the accomplishment. And the amateur is so obsessed with the accomplishment, they're trying to grip the goal that they have so tightly that it just squeezes right through their fingers and they lose it. The master, on the other hand, isn't really focused on that at all. They're simply focused on sharpening their craft a little bit at a time, just like Kobe was willing to play poorly in an AAU game if he could sharpen his craft a little bit more. That is, again, I'm not recommending that at all. It's a selfish way to play, disclaimers aside. That is ultimately playing the long game, okay? So the amateur is focused on accomplishment, the master is focused on growth. If you want to go deeper into this, the first step to doing that would be to go to deepgame.com. Again, if you haven't taken the masterclass, make sure you do that now, or rather when this talk is finished. We focus on this in week number 4 of the Deep Game program, and we focus on it in so many other talks that, you know, there is really no excuse for not understanding this concept very deeply by now, okay? So, let's see if there's anything else I want to say on this point. I'll share one more thing. So, every year for the past 5 or 6 years, I have spoken at one of the local universities here. It's one of the biggest business schools in Canada. And I speak to this business class and they want to hear about like my journey as an entrepreneur and so on and so forth. And at the end, they ask questions. The first year that I ever gave this talk, I was asked a question from somebody that I've been asked every year since. And that question is, what are the biggest failures and mistakes that if you could, you would go back and fix that you've made in your career? And the first time I was asked this question, I listened to it and I paused for a moment and I kind of went silent and the whole room is waiting to see what I'm gonna say. And they're all wondering like, oh, wait, this is gonna be good. He's really thinking about this. And meanwhile, I have no answer. I'm thinking like, wow, what failure did I experience? Like, did I make a mistake? And I really had to think about it. And finally, I realized I don't actually consider any of the things that didn't go quite as planned or didn't go as well as I wanted to. I don't consider them failures. And I literally had to think through this before I answered. And I said to them, you know, I really don't consider these things failures because all they were experiments. They showed me what doesn't work, and that's just as valuable as finding out what does work. And it was this realization that I had as I was giving this talk, like, oh wait, there's no such thing as failure. There's actually no such thing. And every single one of those experiences of something not going as I'd planned or being just a complete flop even, they showed me what not to do. And that has served me so well in the long game that I wouldn't trade those experiences or change those experiences for anything. They're some of the most valuable experiences that I've had in my career as an entrepreneur. And the same goes in my basketball career. So ultimately, the master level approach is one where there's no such thing as failure. And I mean that in a literal sense, because those, what the amateur would call failures, the master is really seeing as growth opportunities. And so they become growth opportunities. So that's the last thing I'll say there. The amateur seeks accomplishment, the master seeks growth. Or in deep game terms, the law of transformation states that the player who seeks growth advances faster than the player who seeks accomplishment. So far, the master seeks consistency and growth rather than perfection and accomplishment. Very different approach than most players take. The third core principle here that we'll go over, and this is really, really key here. The amateur seeks speed. The amateur seeks speed. The master seeks patience. So one of the, during a contemplation, I think this was about 6, maybe 9 months ago, during a journal contemplation that I was doing early in the morning one day, this came through and I wrote this down in my journal, and it's really struck me and it's stayed with me ever since. And what I wrote down was that if you approach it with patience, it will happen quickly. If you rush it, it won't happen at all. Okay? If you approach it with patience, it will happen quickly. If you rush, it won't happen at all. So this is really, really fundamental. The amateur is trying to, as we said before, rush towards a goal that they have as fast as they possibly can and get there in the shortest period of time and beat everybody else there. The master has this infinite patience because mastery is an infinite path. There is no destination at the end that they're getting to. Mastery is a process. And so it allows for this infinite patience that you have. And one of these core paradoxes of mastery is that if you are patient, the results actually come much faster than if you had rushed. So we'll put it like this. Most often, the players that have the most trouble, and this goes for, I've seen a whole lot of players in my career, trust me, there's over 1 million players came through the old Elite Guard training programs over a period of 10 years. The players who had the most trouble were those who were measuring their progress in days and weeks. They wanted to see results tomorrow or today or next week. They're measuring their progress in days and weeks. The players who got the best results were measuring progress in months, years, and in some cases, decades. Okay, those are really the players, as we said with Kobe and Jeff Bezos in the previous chapter, Warren Buffett as well. They're measuring their progress as a multi-decade project. Your career in basketball hopefully will be multiple decades, or at least one or 1.5, 2 decades on the shorter end. And so, one season, one game, one workout, not important. The growth and the patience and the consistency is what will allow you to succeed in the long game. It's a very, very different approach. So how do we want to say this? Yeah, so this is a point I want to make here. As a result of seeking speed, the amateur is after like wanting to get there as fast as they possibly can. What inevitably happens is they look for shortcuts and they look for steps that they can skip. And this might manifest as a player who wants to learn the killer crossover before they can learn, you know, just literally like how to do a layup with their left hand. They're skipping fundamental steps that are going to erode the foundation of their game because they're trying to get there as fast as possible. They're building the top floors of the skyscraper before building the foundation. And if you look at a master level player who is training. If you look at old Kobe Bryant workouts, he is doing basic stuff. Even late in his career, he's doing like basic one ball handling drills. He's not throwing around tennis balls and doing all this stuff. There's this old story he once told. He was, well, this is a little bit sad actually, as I'm recalling this, because it was with Gianna, I believe. And so I'll tell this story anyway. So Kobe's online and he comes across a YouTube video with this trainer like throwing around tennis balls, dribbling two balls and doing all this stuff. And he goes, Gianna, come in here. This is a real story, by the way. So he goes, Gianna, come in here. He's like, look at this. What do you think? So Gianna looks at it. She watches, straight face. She looks at Kobe and no lie, she goes and walks out of the room. No joke. Okay. Even Gianna at her level, she was a young player, but she knew better than like, she saw through all the fanciness and all of the like trying to master the fanciful things, building the top floor of the skyscraper. Kobe, Gianna, master level thinkers, they master the foundations. And Kobe in his workouts, like it was not uncommon that he would go to the high post and he would shoot 1,000 shots just from the high post. You know, pivoting one way, pivoting the other way, turnarounds, fadeaways, just like working that high post, the foundation, one of the foundations of his game, over and over and over and over again. And so again, very different approach than the amateur level player who's trying to master all the fanciness before they get the fundamentals down. And most often when you get the fundamentals down, you realize that's all you actually need. The master has achieved this perfect simplicity with their game that they don't need all of this excess. Their game is one of exact, precise, simple moves. If you look at like late career Michael Jordan, there's no wasted motion. It's the shortest path between two points is a straight line. It's this game of straight lines. And so this is one way that this need for getting to the result as fast as possible manifests. The amateur makes a lot of mistakes, a lot of misjudgments in the way that they train themselves because they're trying to get there as fast as possible and skipping all of these steps along the way. The master who's playing the long game is one that builds that foundation over and over and over again, each and every day, consistently with patience. Okay. So what else do we want to say here? Well, we'll put it this way. The amateur is speeding towards their end goal as fast as they possibly can. The master knows that there is no end goal. It is an infinite path. Mastery is a process, not a destination. And if you are playing the long game, the game of a master level player or the game of mastery itself, this is how you approach it. Not seeking perfection, but seeking consistency. Not seeking accomplishment, but seeking growth. Not seeking speed, but seeking patience. Okay, and I'll say that that quote for me that was so magical in that contemplation. If you approach it with patience, it will happen quickly. If you rush, it won't happen at all. And this, as we wrap up here, this is one of those this is one of those paradoxes of mastery. And the paradox is that if you are seeking, we'll put it this way. If you do the right things consistently over time, you will actually get closer to perfection than you would if you were trying to do everything perfect the whole way. And so consistency leads to perfection faster than you actually trying for perfection. All right, it's a paradoxical nature of mastery. If you focus on growth, ultimately accomplishment comes faster, comes easier than if you were obsessing over the accomplishment itself. So focusing on growth leads to accomplishment faster than focusing on the accomplishment. All right, again, paradoxical nature of mastery. And finally, once again, I'm going to say this one more time because it's so powerful for me and I think for a lot of our high-level players. If you are patient, it will happen quickly. If you're focused on speed and rushing it, usually it's not going to happen at all, or you're going to make a huge mess along the way and it's going to take way longer than you wanted it to. So approaching with patience in the spirit of playing the long game, the long game towards ultimately mastery, which is an infinite road, it will happen much more quickly. It will happen much more effortlessly. And you're going to get there in a lot smoother way, and you're actually going to get there. You're not going to miss the mark. You will get there if you commit today, right now, to playing the long game. Hey, it's Taylor. I hope you enjoyed this clip. And if you'd like to watch the full-length talk, we'll have the title and or link for you in the description so that you can check it out there. And as always, if you'd like to go even deeper, the best place to do that is in our free masterclass over at deepgame.com, which I believe will be the most powerful hour of basketball learning of your life. I hope we see you there.